Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we thank you so much for making this possible. We ask you to reach out and touch people, warn them, deliver them from the destructions that are coming. And we thank you so much for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I'm going to add quite a bit to this revelation. I've given pieces of it out, but here we go. And we're going to call it Planet X / Asteroid and Effects. And so I have to tell you that I was told not to warn of this until I was told to, and I've tried to obey that. I was shown by the Lord on 3/27/24 that an asteroid would show up beside the sun on 4/15/24. Well, a top government official said their astronomers said this came to pass. I gave this to him ahead of time, and it came to pass, as said. Not because I'm anybody, but because the Lord knows it all, right? The asteroid will be 10 days ahead of Planet X, Nibiru. 10 days ahead. Planet X will show up beside the sun 4/25/24. And because it's in front and the side is lighted by the sun, it will show up. It will show best at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Daylight Savings Time, and it will look like a reddish star on the left side of the sun. I was told these things. And shortly after that time, we did see it. Update, 4/25/24. Michael and I had one pair of these paper and plastic eclipse glasses. We hadn't prepared for this, but we grabbed those up. And we were passing them back and forth looking at the sun, watching for this thing. It came a few minutes after, I think it was 8 minutes after. We saw the same thing at the 8 o'clock position on the sun, and close to the sun, but we think we were only seeing the half of it that was facing the sun because it was lighted. So at one point, I saw, and again, this thing is as small as a star would appear in the heavens next to this huge, huge sun. Okay, so if you're looking for something big, like some people have said, it's not going to happen. So at one point, I saw three very small dots positioned on the face and edge of the sun in a semicircle facing this thing that was at the 8 o'clock position. I thought it could be orbitals or moons of Planet X because they were moving. And we've had dreams of these orbitals or moons, okay? So they soon disappeared as they moved and were no longer in front of the sun. A top government official was watching too as he spoke with us. He said their astronomer said, it's there. Well, I believe him, but let me just say that if that is it, I would suspect to see an uptick in volcanic and earthquake activity soon. I asked if our friend would try to get us professional pictures, and he said he would try. So after leaving the sun, it will be hard to see until it's closer and far bigger, okay? The deep state, of course, attempted to cloud up the sky, but the angels swept the clouds away as I was told they would. Okay. So here's an update. They did. The sun was very clear and distinct with clear sky. You know how you look at it. It's so diffused normally with all the garbage that they're spraying on us that you can't even tell where the edges of the sun are. Okay. So that was not this day. It was very clear to us, and there was a blue sky all around it because the angels made sure of that. So shortly after we saw what we did, the clouds moved back in, okay? And actually, they were everywhere when they moved back in, as they normally do. They don't want us to have a spring. So we could have just got our 40-day warning, because there's 40 days after it comes, is seen by the sun, until we get to the earth, okay? So, note, like Jonah, who said, in 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people repented, and God had mercy. And I want to remind you that years ago, in a very vivid dream, I saw myself standing over the Gulf of Mexico, looking down on Nineveh, which was the United States. Yes, and it was the head of the one world beast. Okay. There was a huge bomb hanging above the United States in that particular vision by a string, and it had a bow tied in it. So that sounded like it was, uh-oh, you know. It did not fall, and I knew it was the delay at that time. So I don't think we get another delay. Nineveh only got one delay. So I don't think there's going to be another delay. That's my opinion. God can do anything. I'm not limiting to anything, but that's my opinion. But it's always possible that Father gives you individually mercy, right? Because you call for it. And so this will be a Psalm 91 Passover for the saints. That's what it will be. The asteroid will hit Earth 40 days from first sighting on 5/25/24. This is, by the way, this is the same day that Virginia Boldia saw three pieces hit the Earth, and I'll share it with you later, okay? That was the day. I never connected that day with anything until this happened, and suddenly I was arrested as I read her dream again for I don't know how many times. Oh, it wasn't a dream, excuse me. It was a vision. Okay. So, Planet X will fly by Earth 40 days after the first sighting on 6/4/24. So, hence a 40-day warning. From history and science of Planet X, what could happen? Well, it could cause extreme earthquakes and tsunamis to cross America and the world, which we have been warned of. It could cause an earth tide and slip the crust on the mantle, which could bring earthquakes around the world as it turns before this extremely gravitational planet. It could draw the South Pole towards it in pointing the northern hemisphere into darkness for a few days. It's even possible it would be 3 days of darkness. It could slow Earth's rotation, causing the 13 plus miles of extra feet of water held at the equator by centrifugal force to rush north and south. It would do that if the Earth slowed down. It would do that. Centrifugal force would lessen and lessen, and it would go north and south. That's a lot of water. And Earth's orbit would then bring it through Planet X's tail, which is, in other words, Planet X crosses Earth's orbit. Okay. And, of course, that tail is full of asteroids, meteorites, and boulders. And this would cause fireballs to rain on the Earth for about an hour if it went straight through and didn't go at an angle, right? So a lot of people have seen these fireballs in their dreams and visions and so on and so forth. That's what it is. I'm not claiming to be anybody. I'm not anybody. I'm just a reporter here. That's all. But I do want to see people spared to see the coming revival. So a top alliance U.S. government official confirmed that these specific dates are within the boundaries of the government astronomers' calculations. But our dates were very specific because they were given by the Lord. Nobody knows. Nobody can say specifically by natural means because this thing speeds up and slows down. The only one that knows is God because he knows the end from the beginning. So the first confirmation by the same government official was that the asteroid did appear by the sun on 4/15/24 as I told him it would, the asteroid, okay? He agreed that if the 10 days between the asteroid and the planet were correct, that Planet X would show up next to the sun on 4/25/24, and I believe it did. It was very tiny compared to the sun, but we saw it. Michael and myself saw it. So we were told it would look like a star next to a very big sun. Yeah. So we have received dreams that an asteroid would enter the atmosphere and break into three pieces. One would land in the North Atlantic Ocean, and the other would land somewhere between there and Puerto Rico. The third asteroid piece would land west of Puerto Rico in the Mona Passage, or Strait, as it's sometimes called. So this will hit the Northern American Plate southern boundary, causing a huge slip fault, which could shake the United States fault lines loose. And I'll tell you why. Planet X is only 10 days behind this, and will be adding to the earthquake and tsunami troubles. Our dreams, which were five, have said that an East Coast fault line that goes from New York through Washington, D.C. to Alabama to the Gulf of Mexico will be the first to quake, the first big quake, right? And then to the New Madrid fault to split the country and dump the Great Lakes. Then it will go to the West Coast. I call it the Left Coast. And simultaneously over to Tennessee. Okay. So dreams and revelations can be delayed by repentance, as it was with Nineveh, but I believe those who repent will be spared. Okay. This delay, I don't believe is going to happen again. There was only one for Nineveh, and history repeats. So. Okay, here's what I'm going to call reasonable comments. Do not move by fear of this revelation. Fear is faith in reverse. You are permitting the devil to take advantage of you when you do it. Seek the Lord for his directions for you and put your trust in him. Angels would remove some people from dangerous areas. We would see water in places never before seen in our lifetime. Seek high ground as the Lord leads. The military has, in years past, advised their retirees to settle at least 400 feet above sea level. And that's because they have known about this thing and covered it up for a long time. People should be gone from the East Coast, Gulf Coast, New Madrid Zone, Mississippi River Valley, and the West Coast before 5/25/24. And don't wait until there is a bottleneck or you won't get out. I have seen many sit through hurricanes stuck in their vehicles on the interstate because they waited too late to leave the Gulf Coast, and suddenly the whole interstate was plugged up with vehicles. So they sat there through it. This happens with the tsunami, you're going to have a lot of dead people. Tsunamis are far more deadly. And those of you on the west coast of Africa and Europe, beware of the tsunamis from that northern strike in the Atlantic. So God will use these two catastrophes to judge the wicked. This is what we know. Make sure that you're not one of them. Confess your sins, according to 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us and of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now, that's a good deal. Ask the Lord to save you and fill you with his Holy Spirit. The Man-Child Reformer Ministry is coming to lead us through the wilderness that's created by this planet X and this asteroid. Okay, well, I'm going to call this part Caribbean, East, and Gulf Coast Tsunamis. First of all, we're not prophesying anything here, but we are trying to put together the warning picture that God is sending, here a little and there a little, while attempting to weed out the paranoia that sometimes comes to discredit truth. The Lord says, we prophesy in part. So pray for your own revelation for your own area. God gives dreams, visions, and prophecies to warn people to repent and cry out for mercy, and that he may lessen the destruction and bring revival. Concerning some of the revelations shown here of three meteor or asteroid or comet. Okay, I'll make a comment about the comet part. An asteroid or a meteor will look like a comet when entering the atmosphere. An asteroid is what I believe we're dealing with here. And this threesome is the beginning of great trouble for the Earth. The asteroid that breaks into three pieces. Okay. This is going to be the beginning. Okay. Will one piece of a meteor, asteroid, comet hit the water west of Puerto Rico, striking a fault in the Mona Strait and causing a 12 magnitude earthquake? Some say that we have never seen a 12. Well, this is true. But we have never had a planet X pushing these things at us before either. And they have never seen a planet fly by with many times the gravity of Earth pushing asteroids and meteors at us with a tail full of meteors, asteroids, and rocks. So, and Earth passes through that tail. We've never seen these things. So don't think it can't happen. They've never seen an earth tide that rips the crust of the earth loose in waves, much like the moon moves the water in waves. Well, this moves the earth in waves. And the resulting tsunami will devastate the islands there, and the U.S. East and Gulf Coast. Ephraim Rodriguez and others like him had a revelation of this. An earthquake in the Mona Strait could set off that East Coast quake that could bring a domino effect on the rest of the faults across the nation, since we are all sitting on the North American plate, and that is the southernmost boundary of the North American plate that's going to get hit. So I believe through prayer, the quake, the height of the tsunami, The depth it will reach into the United States coast has been lessened since these revelations were first given, which is why God gives these revelations ahead of time so some people can repent and cry out for mercy. And God answers that prayer. So the three asteroids in the area would mean the very big rock that has been seen coming is broken up by God into three as it comes through the atmosphere. People should ask God now if they are to move from the Gulf and the East Coast and the West Coast, and because the earthquake domino effect is going to go all the way to the West Coast. So we had revelations like three asteroids begin the troubles. That was Virginia Boldia's vision. She called them comets. She was the only one that called them comets because they looked like a comet. Okay. She said three comets were at peace, but then they struck the earth, and it was the beginning of troubles. And some signs say the tribulation. So this could also be a cause for the darkness and the many fireballs increasing to fall. And then many fireballs fall in Revelation 8 and 5. And the angel taketh the censer, and he filled it with fire off the altar and cast it upon the earth. So these burning coals he cast upon the earth. That's a symbol of these things falling from space. And there followed thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. Why would an earthquake be mentioned? It must be a very serious earthquake. There is one that's coming that's going to shake the whole earth. And the seven angels that had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Well, those are the seven trumps of the tribulation. And the first trump sounded, tribulation is the first trump. It starts the tribulation. And the 7 years are, of course, for the seven trumps, right? And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the earth was burnt up, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. The smoke would darken the sky, as in our brother Leon's revelation, where the sky grew dark. So Luke 12 and 49, Jesus said this, I came to cast fire upon the earth. And what do I do? What do I desire if it is already kindled? Well, you'll understand why he says that as we go on. So a friend, Mark Bavan, said, I came across this map that you will find very interesting from NOAA, a magnitude 7.3 earthquake on October the 11th, 1918, in the Mona Passage, or Strait, west of Puerto Rico, was caused by a displacement along four segments of a normal fault, oriented north and south, north to south in the Mona Canyon. The earthquake generated a tsunami with a run-up heights reaching 6 meters, causing extensive damage along the western and northern coasts of Puerto Rico. The earthquake and tsunami caused $29 million in damage. 116 people were killed, and 100 more were reported missing. So that's just to let you know, this can happen. And, of course, there wasn't any rock coming in at that time. So while the map is pictured in time increments, it would certainly seem to back up my theories, he said. Besides, what is the coincidence that a tsunami already occurred in the exact location within the last 100 years? Well, let me say this. Has it been reloading tension for this 100 years to do it again? That's a common thing that happens. So proving the fault line and enabling a study to be done on the potential impacts. That's what happened. So back to myself. This article speaks of the deepest submarine trench in the Atlantic, about 5.2 miles deep, along the north side of Puerto Rico and into the Mona Strait, which is a tremendous landslide and tsunami possibility, all by itself, right? And the fact that the North American plate is pushing under the Caribbean plate at Puerto Rico, making it seismically active, and the previous quake and tsunami in the Mona Strait seems to imply they don't need a space rock to have an earthquake there, because it's loading up all by itself. And by the way, we are on the North American plate. That's just the southern part of it, the end of it, actually. So this type of situation with one plate pushing under another is where the worst quakes happen. We have thought that this could set off the East Coast quake that has a domino effect to the West Coast. In our dreams, is this in fact multiple dreams? But since our North American plate goes down to and under the Caribbean plate in the Mona Passage or Strait, these two quakes could be one and the same. So we're going to call this fragment passes over Puerto Rico. She saw the same thing Ephraim saw, and she was in the same place. I had a short dream on Saturday morning, December the 14th. This dream was strange because it was like I suddenly appeared in the dream, like I was dropped into or popped into the situation without any notice. I dreamed that I was suddenly standing next to an airport runway on the island of Puerto Rico. And that's exactly where Ephraim Rodriguez's dream took place. As I looked northward and back towards the west, I could see the Gulf coastlines, Florida, and the eastern coast of the United States, but they looked distorted in the distance, like viewing them through a telescopic fish lens. And I could see white rays of light reflecting from the edges of the lens around everything that I was seeing. The runway of the airport ran from east to west. I didn't have much time to gain my bearings as I became aware of a large fireball plunging toward the earth from the east. Well, that's as in Ephraim's dream, too. It made a roaring sound as it passed over my head, and I thought in the dream about it. So we have prayed that this rock will not be as big as the Lord first told us, obviously, and that more people will escape it. I never got to witness the impact because after I saw this, I was suddenly up in the heavenly realm where I was witnessing an angel in the same direction that the fireball came from, scooping up hot glowing coals from an altar with both hands. Well, this is very biblical. From the same direction indicates the source of the asteroid judgment. The glowing coals could mean asteroid or meteors will come as fireballs. Here's the text, Revelation 8 and 4. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. So this is a fiery judgment just before the tribulation, as we've seen. So, and the angel taketh the censer and filled it with fire off the altar and cast it upon the earth. And there followed thunders and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. So could this be the magnitude 12 quake that shakes the whole earth? Yes. And then the tribulation trumpets begin. Verse 6, and the seven angels that had the seven trumpets, because they were one for every year of the seven-year tribulation, prepared themselves to sound. And the first sounded. That's when the tribulation begins. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the earth was burnt up, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. So showers of asteroids or meteors or fireballs came after the first one. He said, I heard the Spirit say, three-thirds. This makes a whole, right? That is made up of three parts. Well, this is the one rock that breaks into three when it enters the atmosphere. This could also indicate some dreams that we have received about the beginning of the end time tribulation, like the three asteroids / meteors begin troubles, like the three comets, the beginning of pain, and I'm going to cover these as we get to them. He then placed the coals from the altar into a bowl next to the altar where they melted into blood. That's because much death will come of this. And as he raised his hands up from the bowl, one last tiny fragment of coal fell from the angel's palm and hit the blood in the center of the bowl. Notice, one was ahead of all the rest of them. One hit, and that's the one we're talking about. And it sent large ripples traveling through the blood to the edges of the bowl. So tsunamis are across the Atlantic, and they're going to kill a lot of people, hence the blood. This fragment could be the fireball that I witnessed in the previous scene of the dream, she said. I believe she is absolutely correct. Falling into the sea. And this could agree with Lakeisha's dream in which God was judging the harlot and the beast with fireballs. This is true. A lot of people don't know. This thing is coming as a Passover for the saints, sanctified ones, and it's going to judge the wicked. So the meaning of this dream seems to show a literal meaning as well as a spiritual representations based on the scriptures that the Father gave me, she said. These judgments will bring a great revival. Yes, we know that. Okay, this is another report. Meteor shower beginning. Luis Parada, 7-16-13. Jeanette Henderson, some of us know her. She said, Brother David, my son Luis, since he was a little boy, loved the Lord. And when he was at the nursery school, when he was two or three, he told me that Jesus used to come to his nap time and take him to heaven, but that the teacher didn't know it. And when he was in grammar school and we used to pray and I read stories of the Bible to him, he used to tell me that Jesus was coming to his room and would sit by his bed. Well, this is not the only person that this has happened to. Okay. My mom had a vision of him preaching. He testifies of the Lord and has a lot of wisdom in his words when he talks about the Lord to others, but has not fulfilled the vision yet. That was at that time. Well, he's a lot older now. So here is Luis's testimony. Luis Parada. In my dream, I was in a vehicle with a couple of people. I'm not sure who they were, but they were about my age, and we were driving somewhere. But it was evening because the sun was setting. And I remember saying the sky looked beautiful. Then I noticed in the distance a sparkle that looked like a shooting star. And before I could say anything, they said, "Look, a shooting star." But then it was brighter and split into three. There it is again. And I said, "That's not a shooting star. That's an asteroid or a meteor." And then in the distance, I could see the ball of fire from the impact. So that was one of the three, and he saw that ball of fire impact. So after the first impact, that's the asteroid ahead of Planet X, we looked in the sky, and there were hundreds of shining lights coming through like a shower of them. That is something after the first rock hits. It's Earth going through the fiery tail of Planet X, Nibiru, with its asteroids and meteors afterwards. They panicked and got scared, asking, "What do we do?" The first thought that came to mind was, I was right. God promised never to come back with water, but that the next time would be with fire. I said it in a calm voice, "There's nothing that you can do. You can't hide from this. If it hits, then it hits. And that's it." Then I realized that I wasn't scared or nervous, but thought, "It's time. It's begun." Again, the beginning was in this revelation. Okay, then I woke up. So this is the beginning of major judgments at the beginning of the tribulation. Okay. And this fits with history here. The first the rock, and then many rocks. And let me say something. He was right. You can't do anything about it. Those rocks are going at, 20,000-30,000 miles an hour. And so there's nothing you can do. You can be right with God. That's what you can do. Then he can deliver you. So the weird part is I very seldom have dreams, and if I do, I only recall bits and pieces, but the ones that I'm able to remember vividly seem important. Well, we've had many dreams of dangerous fireballs falling from the sky and killing people, and we've had many about them splitting into three, too. That sounded more like an asteroid or a meteor breaking up and coming through the atmosphere of Earth as we were passing through the tail of Planet X. That's what it sounds like, okay, because that's history, and that history repeats. There seems to be a timing shown in this dream with an asteroid and ball of fire impact, which comes before Planet X, and then the many fireballs, which are just after the passing of Planet X, when we pass through the tail. And a timing in the saying, "It's time, it's begun. The Earth's great judgments begin here at the beginning of the tribulation." Well, notice that "it's time, it's begun" sounds a lot like three comets, the beginning of pain in Virginia's vision, which I believe speaks of asteroids and meteors. Which coming through the atmosphere look like three comets with tails, but are shown in many other cases to be three asteroids or meteors hitting the Earth. So here's that revelation, the beginning of pain, three comets, she says. Guess, look at the date, May the 25th, 1997, May the 25th. Remember that. That's the date of the passing. That's the date of the hitting, right? And that's the vision of Virginia Boldia, daughter of Dimitri Duderman, which many of you know, and mother of Michael Boldia, which many of you know, Dimitri's interpreter. It was not a dream. It was late. It was a vision she had. I am sure it was past midnight on the 25th of May. She saw it hit the three pieces hit on the 25th of May, exactly as I told you. So this is the same day I was told that the asteroid would hit the Earth as three pieces. And I said, quote, the asteroid will hit Earth 40 days from the first sighting on 5/25/24. Yeah. And it hits as three pieces, just as in Virginia's vision, where on 5/25/24 she saw them hit the Earth. I've had Virginia's vision on our site for many years and never knew that this date was significant until just 2 days ago. But when I saw it this time, I thought, that's the date I was given. I said, how amazing. Well, what a confirmation. Well, notice in the reporting, her revelation, she speaks of May the 25th twice. I don't know when that's ever happened before. You know, she mentions it twice, the date. And, of course, you know what Joseph said about when a dream is doubled, it means it's surely going to come to pass. I had just returned from a hard day's work, and first I had gone to a few villages to give help, and afterwards I began praying for a few hours, and I lay in my bed listening to a prophecy that I had received. And suddenly I began to see, even though my eyes were shut, I saw an immense flower garden. The flowers were as tall as a man, with healthy stems. They're as tall as men because they represent men, right? But the buds were blue, which means heavenly, and bent forward. Every flower only had one bud. A cloud suddenly appeared next to the garden, and it appeared to be very close to the ground. Well, the meaning that the earth is bearing the first fruits of the Lord at this time. A bud is the place the flower is born from. And there's a birthing of the man-child ministry in Revelation chapter 12, which is the first fruits. And this happens as the first major judgments come at the beginning of the trib, like all the other signs we've gotten, right? A man dressed in white stood on the cloud, in other words, near the garden of the first fruits. He was slightly taller than a normal man, and in his hand he had a trumpet in which he began to blow. Well, there it is. This represents the first trump of the tribulation 7-year period with its judgments. The sounds that came out of this trumpet would turn letters, which would then turn into words in the sky and then ignite, burning up the heavens. I did not understand the writing because it was an unknown tongue. I did, however, recognize that it was in Hebrew, which I believe could symbolize a word of the Lord. The whole Old Testament, almost all of it, came in Hebrew. So there were a handful of comets in the sky, she said, which looked to be peaceful. And suddenly three of them, all different sizes, began to head towards the earth. Well, all of the other revelations that we have of three hits to the earth at the same time are of an asteroid breaking into three as it enters the atmosphere. So when they enter the atmosphere, they start burning and looking like a comet with a tail. That's why she thought they were comets. So when they hit the earth, there was total devastation, she said. And that's just like the three asteroid parts. They were total devastation. As I looked up, the sky turned black, and I saw thunder. The thunder was also black. A dark cloud lifted up, and it may darken the sun, as in other revelations. And it began to rain, and when I looked closer, I saw that it was not rain, but drops of blood. So many will die from this, and the earthquakes and tsunamis that this will bring. And as I looked to my left, I saw another man standing on another cloud, and he was very tall, dressed in white, with his hands raised high. Each time he moved his hands, fireballs would come out of his fingers. Well, this is the angel whose fingers pulled out the coals of fire from the altar and cast them upon the earth as fireballs. This comes 10 days after the asteroid when Earth goes through the tail of Planet X. It looked awestruck. I looked awestruck at the man's height and the way his face shone and radiated. And that's because it's an angel. And then a powerful voice said, "Remember what I have shown you. This will be the beginning of the pain that I will allow upon the earth." So, as we have seen with the three strikes on earth, they begin the tribulation. He repeated this phrase again, after which he spoke to me. "You prepare yourself, be strong, and draw close to me with fasting and prayer, for I will come to show you things more terrifying than these." And then everything disappeared. Well, notice also in Luis's revelation that after the three asteroid or meteors hit, many fireballs come, probably as Earth passes through the tail of Planet X. It fits perfectly with history. So, three asteroids and tsunamis destroy the coast. This is a revelation given to Ann Peterson. There's the three again. In April of 2001, I was moved to ask God what was coming at us. The question was as generic as that, but not the answer. I was then shown North America on a globe, and I saw three balls of fire streaking across the globe. One hits in the Gulf of Mexico. This is the tsunami that devastates the coast with water. Another hits near the east coast of Florida, the Mona Strait by Puerto Rico, right? It's close there. And the third is farther out in the Atlantic. So with tsunamis hitting the U.S. east coast and Europe and Africa, that tsunami that goes is further out in the Atlantic. St. Patrick is prophesied that Ireland would be flooded by one wave from the Atlantic 7 years before the end. So, there's your tribulation, 7 years long, that follows this asteroid. And so this is this hits before the 7 years, right at the beginning of the 7 years. I then see America get smaller. Florida is washed over. That's because Florida is barely above sea level, as well as much of the East Coast and the coastal areas of the Gulf. The same areas hit by the tsunamis from the three asteroid pieces. So I asked if people would be warned of this event in any way, and I was told that this was the warning. And I asked again about the others who did not hear or see initial warnings. And I heard that there would be a very small window of opportunity for people to get out of harm's way. Well, let me say that when these revelations first came, we have had that little opportunity. Some people have moved because of them already. But she went on to say, but most would still not listen. That's history too, repeating. Then the only close-up view I got was of I-95. It was a death trap. And those were the words I heard. A death trap. Why is I-95 a death trap? because it goes up the East Coast through D.C., and when the tsunamis from the incoming asteroid pieces are reported coming, the coastal people will get on I-95 to escape, but it is a bottleneck, and they will die there on May the 25th. And also, when the East Coast fault line quakes at this time, it could trap some people next to the coast. So you see. And then I was shown a short piece or short period of relative stillness. And then I saw the middle of America rise up, then separate into two land masses with a great body of water between the two halves. And that's the New Madrid quakes. Many people have seen this revelation. Split the country and dump the Great Lakes down the Mississippi River Valley. And carve out the land 50 miles wide in some places. It will not be bridged. You can imagine 50 miles? No, I don't suspect it would be bridged. So you see, we're talking some serious, serious stuff here, and people need to listen, and you're welcome to, of course, share what we're sharing here with others. I can't share it in a large way like you can, but we'll talk about this a little bit more later. So 50 miles wide in one place, you know. Others have had more than that, they think, you know. So when I inquired about what I was to do, because I live in Florida, I was shown a specific area in North Carolina that I had to be at when this happened. I was also told I would be there before this happened, and I am currently planning my move ASAP. If finances had allowed, I would be there now. But things being as they are, I will be there in the next 2 months. Of course, that was a while back, and she's been there for all that time. I cannot even begin to list all the ways God has confirmed this for me. Okay, here's another one. Three celestial bodies. Augusto Perez, 8/23/2009. I saw three celestial bodies suddenly appear in the sky at night and begin to move in a very strange way. I perceived that the three celestial objects were a threat to the inhabitants of planet Earth, and although at first they looked like harmless bright stars, I noticed that one of them was bigger, brighter, and much more menacing than the other two. That's the one I believe hits in the Mona Strait. However, I was not shown what these celestial objects were or where they had come from. His interpretation is, in the future, there will be three celestial bodies, and at first they will seem harmless, but soon will become a threat to the inhabitants of Earth. The people will become very afraid for their lives and will seem to be in danger. Terror will grip people's hearts at the sight of these objects. Okay, here's another one that was given to Augusto. Vision of the three stars. That was in 2004. I was watching the sky. It was pitch black, and there were these three stars there. Well, the Greek word for star in the book of Revelation is aster, from which we get our word asteroid. He saw three pieces of a broken asteroid. All of a sudden, they started moving and writing on the sky as if it were a blackboard. At first, I did not understand what was being written because the language was unknown to me. Maybe it was Hebrew, like one other, yeah. But slowly, I started to understand what was being written. Then I started seeing what was being written, and then suddenly, I was in the middle of it. In other words, he was acting it out. So I saw what was coming upon the world. I saw horrible, devastating cataclysms, huge earthquakes, shifting continents, tsunamis, water leaving many places uninhabitable, many volcanoes, etc. That was my explanation, by the way, of the devastating cataclysms that he saw, and we have them listed from different revelations. And then he went on to say, a terrible world war, much bloodshed and destruction. Yes, this will be people, nations carving up what's left, right? So when the tribulation starts in Revelation 6, 1 through 4, the man-child reformer ministries manifest, and then there will be a terrible world war. There's only going to be one terrible world war because none of the rest of the world wars were world wars. This is a world war because the deep state is in every nation out there, and the right-wing military is out there hunting them down. The alliance is hunting them down. Okay, here it is, Revelation 6 and 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Some people say this is the Antichrist. Some people say it's Jesus. I'll tell you what the Lord told me. It's Jesus in the man-child reformers of Revelation 12, reforming the woman church. Okay, that's the very beginning of the tribulation here. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. And another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. In other words, a lot of death. So here is when the second 3.5 years of the tribulation starts in Augusto's revelation. Okay, he went on to say, the manifestation of the man of sin. Well, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he is called the son of perdition, whom Jesus said was Judas, who betrayed the body of Christ after 3.5 years. Okay, so this is the middle of the tribulation period. The symbolism is there. And the fierce persecution he will begin of all Christians on this nation and the whole world, leading to the mark of the beast and all kinds of horrors. Yep. I saw and I experienced the great suffering humanity will go through, especially those who belong to the Lamb, when I came out of this vision of the night. I was sobbing in travail and wet with perspiration. To this day, I am affected by what I experienced that night. I can still hear the screams of the people as they fled in fear for their lives. Okay, once again, pray that God has mercy and these judgments on the wicked world will be lessened. Days before May the 25th, you need to be gone from the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, the New Madrid Valley, the Mississippi River Valley, and the West Coast, because otherwise you will be trapped. So days before that, start moving. In fact, you can move now. The people that moved back when some of these first revelations were, they moved their whole family so their children weren't there to raise families in the way of this thing, okay? God is wise. So, okay, well, I'm going to call this Babylon Deep State Falls, Planet X, and Revival. Now, I'd like to share of God's work through Planet X in bringing the fall of the Deep State. And that is our Babylon, a criminal, demonic entity which has taken over the United States and the world. And since we have seen that we are so close to the tribulation wilderness, history will repeat. And as it was when Israel was delivered from the Egyptian beast army that wanted to keep them in bondage by the Passover and the Red Sea, so it will be this time in the deep state Babylonian beast. They're going to do the same thing. History is going to repeat. Okay, it always does. And by the time the people of God enter their wilderness, tribulation, the beast will be gone. The Egyptian historians, I'm talking about the beast that leads up to the beast of the tribulation, right? That first beast, that which is Babylon, is going to be gone. So the Egyptian historians wrote that at their destruction, they saw the red dragon destroyer overhead. And it must be repeated, for God said in Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been long ago in the ages which were before us. Well, also we know Planet X will be a destruction to the economy of the world, and it will bring a revival. And we know this is history repeating because Planet X came at the time of God's people getting ready to go into the wilderness, which Revelation 12 says is the tribulation. And here it is again, right before the tribulation. It's coming. So God has promised to destroy Babylon in the deep state and in the church when he shakes heaven and earth by Planet X. There's nothing else has ever shaken the heavens and the earth but Planet X that I know of. You say the Big Bang? Well, okay. So Isaiah 13 and 1 says, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. And I'm going down to verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation, and to destroy the sinners, look, destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. Well, sometimes chemtrails do that, but this thing is going to do it doubly more. Okay. And the sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause its light to shine. Why? Because Planet X has set off earthquakes and volcanic activity around the world, as it goes on to say here. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. Who is more proud than the deep state? Right? And will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than the pure gold of Ophir. Therefore, I will listen. I will make the heavens to tremble, and the earth shall be shaken out of its place. And that's by Planet X, which is God's judgment on the wicked, including the factions in both the church and the deep state. And he goes on to say, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. So I'm going to start studying here in a chapter's Isaiah chapters 23 through 27, and we'll look at some more. Isaiah 23, 17 and 18. And it shall come to pass after the end of 70 years, which is after the captivity of God's people to the beast is over. In other words, like when they were fleeing Egypt, right? Or like when they were fleeing Babylon, right? Yeah. And that Jeremiah spoke about. those 70 years, and at the end, the people would be set free. So, that the Lord will visit Tyre. Now, Tyre, as you know, is an island off the coast of Sidon. It's the same type as Babylon in the United States, with the same prophetic judgments to prove a parallel. Both speak of deep state America. Tyre is speaking of deep state America that is going to be destroyed. It is being destroyed. The government's doing their part, and Planet X is going to finish it off. And she shall return to her hire, and shall play the harlot with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. Well, she certainly has fulfilled that, right? Babylonish America, right? And her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently, and for durable clothing. Well, that's fulfilled too. Our Cyrus, President Trump, is destroying Babylon deep state and found their hidden treasure, quote, hidden treasures of darkness, unquote, in a cave, and is restoring the economies of the church and the world with it. Planet X will interrupt this to destroy the wicked which he, through Trump, started, right? Isaiah 44 and 28. That Seth of Cyrus, who is the best type of President Trump out there, that Seth of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying of Jerusalem. Well, remember, John was told in Revelation that Jerusalem is now the bride. And this is the heavenly Jerusalem. That even saying of Jerusalem, she shall be built. And of the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. So, in the New Testament, Paul pointed out over and over that the temple is the people of God, not a building. Some people are really messed up in their brain about that. God dwells in people, okay, who said he does not abide in temples made with men's hands. There's God telling you the truth about what you thought the Old Testament was saying. They made a beautiful building. But that's not the real temple. The people are the real temple. So the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life, as Paul said. Isaiah 45, 1 through 4. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. I guess we can see that very clearly, has been performed through President Trump, right? And his leadership. And I will loose the loins of kings and open the doors before him, and the gates shall not be shut. What is he talking about? He's talking about the gates of Babylon were open when Cyrus and his army came up the Euphrates River, which they had diverted for the moment, and Babylon was stretched over both sides of the Euphrates River. When the water went down, they came in, and the gates were unlocked because they knew nobody could get there. But they didn't know that they were diverting the Euphrates River long enough for them to march inside. And I will go before thee, that is Cyrus, and I will make the rough places smooth, and I will break in pieces the doors of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. So like we said, Babylon stretched across the Euphrates River with bars and gates on either bank to keep enemies out, but they were open, and Cyrus and his military poured in, and the first thing they did, I think, is killed the king. So they took it really without much of a fight at all. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Who's that? Cyrus. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Who got that? Yes, Cyrus Trump has plundered Babylon, whose deep state had plundered the nations. That thou mayest know that it is I, the Lord, who call thee by thy name, even the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my chosen, I have called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. Yeah. Cyrus was impressed when the high priest came out with the book of the prophecies of Cyrus that were made hundreds of years before Cyrus did that. Yeah. So Cyrus was impressed. Isaiah 24, 1 through 23. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down. Huh, you got that? That's a geographic crustal pole shift, as we will see in verse 18. See, there's such a thing as a pole shift, and there's also a geographic crustal pole shift, which is a movement of the crust upon the mantle of the earth. And scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. What's going to scatter them? Because when the earth slows down because of Planet X, the water at the equator is going to rush north and south. It's going to scatter people. Everybody's looking for high ground. So water will go everywhere and scatter the humans to high places, as we will see. God is no respecter of sinners in verse 2 here. And it shall be, as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, and as with the maid, so with her mistress, and as with the buyer, so with the seller, and as with the creditor, so with the debtor, and as with the taker of interest, so with the giver of interest to him. They're all going to be fleeing for high ground. God is not a respecter of sinners. The earth shall be utterly emptied, it says, verse 3. And utterly laid waste. So, what naturally could do such a thing to the whole earth? A crustal shift and the earthquakes and the volcanic action that would come from it. For the Lord has spoken this word, it says. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The lofty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is polluted under the inhabitants thereof. Yes, we know exactly what the deep state's done to poison everything in their attempt to cut humanity down to 500 million people. The earth also is polluted under the inhabitants thereof because they have transgressed the laws. These are the most lawless people we've ever known. Violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. So the reason this judgment is coming is men are ignoring the everlasting covenant. And to bring men to fear God and repent. Revelation 14 and 6, and I saw another angel flying in the mid heaven, having eternal good tidings, or the gospel, to proclaim unto them that dwell on the earth, and unto every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. So this gospel and covenant is very rare. This is the covenant we're talking about. It's very rare, but it can be found in the bride and the man-child. Here, Jeremiah 50 and 5. They shall inquire concerning Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come ye and join yourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant. There it is. And this is not physical Zion over there. It's full of sinners. Okay? This is heavenly Zion that's being born from above, according to Revelation. It's coming down as people are born again and entering into everything that God has for them. There is a bride, that is on the earth. Not the church is not the bride. The church is those who have not yet grown into the bride. Okay. But anyway, so join yourselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. They forgot it the first time. They forgot it. And that's why this is coming. They forgot the covenant, the new covenant, New Testament covenant. So the only eternal or everlasting covenant is the new covenant. For the old covenant couldn't perfect the saints, as the Bible says, and it passed away in Christ, as Paul said. Verse 6, therefore hath the curse devoured the earth. Here, you want to know why all these bad things are happening. Okay. The curse has devoured the earth. They have forgotten the new covenant. And even the religious people have forgotten it. They've made up their own religions. And they that dwell therein are found guilty. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned. Well, this is the fireballs from heaven by Planet X on those who are guilty of bringing their curse on the earth, like what fell on Sodom and Gomorrah. No, that's what happened to them? Yep. So God's identifying Sodom and Gomorrah. And few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth, all merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabrets ceaseth, the noise of them that rejoiceth endeth, the joy of the harp ceaseth. Yes, this is what happens after this judgment. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The waste city is broken down. Every house is shut up, that no man may come in. Why is that? Well, men will not trust men in a time of desperate need and roving gangs of robbers plundering what they can. Verse 11, there is a crying in the streets because of the wine, and all joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. Verse 12, in the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. For thus shall it be in the midst of the earth among the peoples, as the shaking of an olive tree, as the gleanings when the vintage is done. So a remnant shall be reaped for the kingdom. These shall lift up their voice, they shall shout for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the east, even the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost parts of the earth have we heard songs, glory to the righteous. But I said, I pine away, I pine away. Woe is me. The treacherous have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. Well, we can see who are the treacherous, who are the traitors to their own people, both in the church and in the governments of the world. We can see who the traitors are. The D-class is going to reveal them very well. All right. So I put my finger right on this one time. I was asking the word for Kevin years ago and got this word for his treacherous, slanderous cult. But I am sure it is broader than that. The satanic dragon murderers and the Judases of their own brethren have to be included in this, right? So it's much broader than that. But that did identify a satanic people. So, verse 17, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. Well, notice, Planet X will bring a worldwide judgment. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise, let me tell you what one noise reported in history was, screeching noise of the crustal shift of the earth on its mantle. Yeah. Of the fear shall fall into the pit. So if they flee the noise, they're going to fall into the pit. Let me say, sinkholes are everywhere when a crustal shift happens. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. I say that that's FEMA prisons, that they're already been prepared. And if you go in there, you may not come out. A crustal shift is the crust slipping on the mantle from an earth tied by planet X. Revelation 12, 3 and 4 says, and there was seen another sign in heaven. Think about, you're looking up into the heavens, right? And behold, a great red dragon. That's planet X. That's one revelation of it. There's other revelations of it that are true too. A great red dragon, and his tail draweth a third part of the stars of heaven. Remember what the word stars is? Aster. Boy, we get asteroid. So I'm looking at this in a natural way, not a spiritual way right now. Okay. And his tail draweth a third part of the asteroids of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. So if you view the stars and you see them fall to the horizon, it means there has been a polar shift or a crustal shift. Think about it. They were wondering, well, if one star falls to the earth, there's not going to be an earth, and there's not going to be a tribulation. So that's not true, okay? But if you see the stars fall to the horizon, falling to the earth on the horizon, you just went through a polar shift or a crustal shift. I'll talk to you more about the crustal shift. The core has a gyroscope effect, which resists falling, and it can upright after this thing passes by. But the crust can fall by one third and stay there, because it's moved on the surface of the earth. The earth may come back right back to where it was. It could come right back to where it was. Doesn't have to. But the skin is turned. Okay? And in this particular case, it's by one third. And it can stay there, according to this verse. So this could happen at the time of the man-child ministry's birth, because that's what this text says. It goes on to say, and the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered, he may devour her child. Well, he didn't get a chance to do that, did he? Nope. Because he was caught up to heaven. Okay, so I'm continuing with Isaiah 24, 18. Listen carefully. For the windows on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. That's earthquakes and crust slippage. Verse 19. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is rent asunder. The earth is shaken violently. The earth shall stagger like a drunken man. Think about it. That's like a gyroscope slowing down. Have you ever seen that? As it slows down, it starts wiggling, waving back and forth as it's slowing down. By the way, if it slows down, it causes 13 plus miles of extra water held at the equator by centrifugal force of the earth, spinning at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. Okay, so I'm going to read that verse again. The earth shall stagger like a drunken man. So, when this happens, the excess water rushes north and south, scattering humanity. And shall sway to and fro like a hammock. There's your gyroscope trying to right itself, right? And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it. and it shall fall. Listen, it shall fall and not rise again. Here's a non-return of the skin of the earth. Have you ever had a top? When I was a kid, of course, tops were a big thing. Now, no people have, what's a top? You know, well, you wrap a string around it, you throw it down, and it spins. And because of centrifugal force, it stays upright, the gyroscope effect. But as soon as it starts slowing down, it starts wobbling. And as soon as it wobbles, it falls over, and it don't rise again. So it shall fall and not rise again. This earth would not upright after the passing of Planet X if it was a crustal shift. We've been told in dreams that we would have Hawaiian weather here. Well, for goodness sake, how could that happen? I can tell you how it can happen. A crustal shift, just like we just got through describing. And also, many large cities have been found beneath the waters, which probably happened 3,600 years ago when Planet X passed by that time. But yet, once more, is it going to pass by, according to the scriptures. Once more, Planet X is going to pass by. The ancients said this. Once more. Okay. Verse 21. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish the host of high ones on high. Yeah, you know who they're getting. They're out there rounding them up. And the kings of the earth upon the earth. And by the way, you're not going to get them all, but Planet X will kill many of them. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit. That's hell. Oh, so God's going to take them out. Uh-huh. You might not get them all, President Trump, but I tell you what, God's going to help you out. And shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. That is scriptural, because after 1,000 years, they will be brought to the great white throne judgment in the book of Revelation. Okay, so now let's go back to our present time. Verse 23. Then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed. There it is again, volcanic activity. You can't have earthquakes all over the world without having volcanic activity. Bad, bad stuff. And it'll be earthwide. Supervolcanoes have darkened the earth for a year, making a constant winter, worse than deep state chemtrails. Okay, for the Lord of hosts will reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his elders shall be glory. And this is confirmed here in Revelation 5 and 10. And madest them to be unto our God a kingdom, and priests, and they reign upon the earth. Well, a lot of people don't know that there's people of God on earth that are reigning right now. They're exercising their authority in the Lord. Isaiah 25, 1 through 12. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things, even counsels of old, in faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap, of a fortified city a ruin, a place of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. I can tell you who this is. This is Babylon, deep state, that city that covers the earth. I know that from the Lord. Therefore shall a strong people glorify thee, a city of terrible nations shall fear thee. Notice, a city can be a city of nations. That's Babylon too, you see. So Babylon is a city of terrible nations, which are now being delivered. Okay. Verse 4. For thou hast been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm. This is the heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, is coming down, okay? A shade from the heat when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Yes, they are. And as the heat in a dry place, thou wilt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat by the shade of a cloud. The song of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain, pay attention here, in this mountain will the Lord of hosts make unto all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering that covereth all peoples. There's been a, if you wanted to see this as the bad mountain, that's fine, because all of the bad peoples are going to be revealed. And the veil that is spread over all nations. However, there's also a good city that is revealing this to all people. And it's also a worldwide city. And that is the bride. A mountain, a Mount Zion bride. So God will feed his people and deliver them from their deceptives by this mountain. This mountain is the kingdom of God. And it is most fully manifested as Mount Zion, not natural Mount Zion. That's in total corruption. But it's the bride, according to John, who said it was coming down out of heaven. And it is, as people are born from above. They're entering the bride. When they're fully born from above, they can enter the bride. Whose head is the man-child? And here God is king and is obeyed. Here is the place of safety. You know, the big broad walls of Zion, right? And notice that he said he would use them to take away deception or the veil of the people. Mm-hmm. The delusions of the religions are many, like they were in Jesus' day. We're seeing a repeat of that now in religion. They're deluded. They don't know. They should never depart from the new covenant, and they've done it. And that's what's bringing the curse, as we saw. Zechariah 2, 1 through 5, "And I lifted up mine eyes, and I saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand." Now, he's getting a revelation of this heavenly Mount Zion. Okay. "Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof?" He's a little bit deluded, thinking he can measure New Testament Jerusalem. And anybody that thinks they can measure it, they're deluded. "And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, to straighten him out," okay, "and said unto him, run and speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls, by reason of the multitude of men and cattle therein." This is the heavenly Jerusalem being born throughout the earth as the bride of Christ, which is a worldwide entity. John said it was the bride coming down out of heaven. So, Zion, the bride, not talking about natural Zion, that's corrupt. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, we're told. Zion the bride is a worldwide city that cannot be measured and has no physical walls, for they're not needed, because there's no curse on the bride. God is her fiery wall of protection. Run for the bride. Run for the bride, which means righteousness, purity, holiness, everything that God admires, okay? "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about." Notice, she don't need a wall. God's a wall of fire round about her. "And I will be the glory in the midst of her," because God says he dwells in Zion. Not that thing in the Middle East. Totally corrupt thing in the Middle East. No, sir. It's this heavenly Jerusalem that's coming down. There is a bride out there. So we're going back to Isaiah 25:8. "He has swallowed up death forever, and the Lord will wipe away all tears from off all faces, and the reproach of his people will he take away from off of all of the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. See, in this bride, there is going to be a revelation of what a Christian is supposed to be. And the same power that Jesus gave to the early church, he still gives. And most of the church doesn't believe that. Well, these people are going to have power. And so is the man child over them going to have power. And that's all going to be revealed just like it was in Jesus' day. Exactly the same. Jesus was the man child of his day. And he had power. Then he raised up disciples. And in fact, they were called the bride by John the Baptist. And these disciples had power. So you can see all the dead churches out there that have no power? No. They're not there. So, and they said, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Yes. For in this mountain will the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down in his place, even as straw is trodden down in the water of the dunghill. Wow, that don't sound good. Well, the bride's factious enemies, because that's Moab was a kinfolk of theirs and turned on them as an enemy, as the Edomites did, right? And Ammon and Moab did. These were enemies. These were traitors. So the bride's factious enemies are being destroyed here. You're seeing it. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst thereof, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pride together with the craft of his hands. And the high fortress of thy walls, in other words, these traitors of the earth, the deep state is traitors. The deep state in the church is traitors too. They're Judases. And the high fortress of thy walls hath he brought down, laid low and brought to the ground, even to the dust. He is going to destroy the traitors. Isaiah 26:1-21. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. It's Zion. Not that physical city. The letter killeth. The spirit giveth life. Zion. Salvation will he appoint for walls and bulwarks. In other words, you got to be totally saved to enter Zion. As Revelation tells us, this city, this heavenly city. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth faith may enter in. The righteous nation which keepeth faith may enter in. That's the only ones. Only the righteous will enter the bride. You can enter the church, but you can't enter the bride. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord, even the Lord, is an everlasting rock. For he hath brought down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. That's Babylon, deep state, as you can find in other places in the Bible. So there is a worldwide Babylon, deep state, and there is a worldwide holy city. But it's the bride. It's the New Testament bride. He layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground, that deep state Babylon. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is upright. Thou that art upright, dost direct the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. To thy name, even to thy memorial name, is the desire of our soul. Judgments bring many to the Lord. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee earnestly. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. But let favor be showed to the wicked. Catch on to this now. Don't listen to these New Age people, 1,000 years of peace, their silliness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. That's why Planet X is coming. In the land of uprightness he will deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. So if you give favor to the wicked, they'll get more wicked. If you spank them, they change their mind. That's the only way. So with favor, the wicked don't learn. With judgments like Planet X, the wicked learn the fear of the Lord. What's more important, that you live in prosperity or that you have eternal life? Oh, see, it doesn't even measure up. So the wicked learn the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. Then they can handle favor or grace. Verse 11 goes on to say, the Lord thy hand is lifted up. That means something in the scriptures. When Moses' hands were lifted up, the people of God had victory over their enemies. Yet they see not. So the enemy doesn't see that they're in trouble. Well, they're beginning to see it. But they shall see thy zeal for thy people and be put to shame. Yea, fire shall devour thine adversaries. Well, here it comes. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast also wrought all of our works for us. You know how your works can be the Lord's works? Is that you wait and obey him. Verse 13, O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. So the idols of false leadership and false religion are falling. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all remembrance of them to perish. When you lie to God's people and tell them this is the kingdom of God, this religion right here, and you're lying, God doesn't appreciate that. So this has to happen so that the people would follow the reformers into the wilderness tribulation, just like they followed Moses into the wilderness tribulation. A perfect parallel here. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified, and thou hast enlarged all the borders of the land. Great revival is going to come from these judgments. This is the land he's talking about. The Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. Notice, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so we have been before thee, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind or spirit. Same word. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. In other words, the church has been a dismal failure to bring in the harvest because their tools are of the flesh and because it's all a spectator sport nowadays. You go to church, you watch the preacher. Oh, he's the one, right? That isn't what they did in those days. Read the book of Acts. Thy dead shall live, my dead body shall arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast forth the dead. Yes, there is a resurrection of the dead. This is speaking about the out-resurrection at the time of the man-child, like it was with Jesus when the dead were resurrected and walked through the streets of Jerusalem. It's going to happen again. Jesus will help to bring in the harvest, which the apostate church has failed to do. And also resurrection life in God's people will bring in the harvest. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. What does that describe? The Passover, Exodus 12. It describes that what they were told to do. Go in your house, put the blood over your doorposts, and don't you come out of your house until it's over. So, we must abide in the Psalm 91 Passover of the destroyer dragon, as did the Israelites coming out of Egypt and Babylon. Amen. So you're in a house with the blood on the doorpost. That's symbolical. It's not necessarily a natural building. For, behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Well, let me say, the judgment of the Lord and the disclosure or the declass of the deep state's sins will reveal all their blood guiltiness. Their slain will be uncovered. Isaiah 27, 1 through 13. In that day the Lord, with his hard and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan the swift serpent and Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he will slay the monster that is in the sea. Well, the sea is already described in the book of Revelation as the peoples, tribes, nations, and tongues. And that the deep state serpent dragon of Satan has been hidden in, but their destruction is upon them. They're being revealed. In that day, a vineyard of wine, sing ye unto it. So God has a vineyard washed in the blood of Jesus that he's watching over very carefully to preserve it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. So, he has a Psalm 91 Passover for the truly righteous, not just what we loosely call Christians. Okay? Wrath is not in me. That meaning against the righteous. Would that the briars and thorns were against me in battle. In other words, yeah, come on, come on. That's what he's saying. You come on, step out. Like the beasts who would attempt to take the righteous down. I would march upon them. I would burn them together. He's got a plan. Or else let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Yea, let him make peace with me. Pray, by saints, for the repentance of the elect that are among the beast at this time. Pray for them to come out from among them and be separate. In days to come shall Jacob take root. Israel shall, again, Jacob and Israel in the Old Testament represents a repetition of history in the New Testament with the Christian covenant, which Jews are coming into and will come in when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So you're seeing a parable in the Old Testament. It's repeated in the New Testament. Get the parable. The letter killeth. The Spirit giveth life. So in days to come shall Jacob take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and they shall fill the face of the world with fruit. So great revival is going to come to God's people from this. Praise the Lord. Hath he smitten them as he smote those that smote them? Yes, God smote his erring people by the wicked, whom he will now judge. Or are they slain according to the slaughter of them that were slain by them? Yes, God will smite those who smote his people. That's his M.O. I just described it for you. In measure, when thou sendest them away, thou dost contend with them. He hath removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. So God has chastened his people, and they will bear fruit. He will destroy the wicked, who will reap what they sowed. Therefore, by this shall the iniquity of Jacob, representing the church, Jacob was called Israel, right? So he's representing the church, shall be forgiven, And this is all the fruit of taking away his sins, that he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in sunder. So the wicked were the altar that sacrificed the flesh of God's people. The wicked will now be destroyed as a day of the Lord, so that the Asherim and the sun images shall rise no more, so their idols will be gone. This is a work that God is doing right up until today. And through the tribulation period, the church is going to go through what the bride went through before the tribulation period. It's a mini day of the Lord that we're going through right now. The great day of the Lord comes at the end of the 7 years for the church. The day of the Lord always judges the wicked who have persecuted and crucified God's people. It always happens. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will beat off from his fruit from the flood of the river unto the brook of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great trumpet shall be blown. That's the first trump of the tribulation. For the bride, I say. I want to say there is a parallel between these days before the beginning of the tribulation and the days after. The days after are for the church and a persecution of the church. The days before are for the bride and a persecution of the bride. And the persecution of the people who did this to the bride and did this to the church is called the terrible day of the Lord. And they shall come that were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and they that were outcast in the land of Egypt. And when they came out of Egypt, they entered the wilderness tribulation trump. That trumpet, right? And they shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. The holy mountain on which the bride sits is the kingdom of God. The church, which will come out of beast captivity, will live in the mountain. Notice it's in the mountain. Who's on the mountain? The bride, Jerusalem. There's those that are in the mountain, which is the kingdom of God, and there's those that are on the mountain, that's the bride. And it's clearly said that way for a purpose. Okay. Planet X causes the New York quake. Listen carefully. This is Jay Nara in 2011. Yesterday I was reading the daily newspapers, and my little 2.5-year-old boy came to me and pointed in a drawing at what looked like a red sun, which looks like the brown dwarf or Planet X. Then he looked at a second photo as his finger landed exactly on the words New York. Then he said, coming. He took a few more steps back, and then he came back and did it again, pointing to the same photos in the same order without saying anything. So it looks like Planet X would cause the coming earthquake in New York, which is the one that begins the whole domino effect. And that fault line goes down to the Gulf. And according to our dreams and visions, it is the first quake that begins a domino effect of quakes that cross the nations. By the way, it goes down into the Gulf and out there where they drilled into it and had that terrible release of high-pressure oil coming up out and methane up out of the ground. Why would they do such a thing? Were they trying to kill the Gulf? Were they trying to kill people? I believe it. Well, when I realized what he just did, I was amazed because his vocabulary is very small, and I've never heard him say that word before. The connection between these two related to the earthquake in New York, which came immediately to mind, as well as the rest of it coming upon the U.S. and even the whole world of which I was listening to in last night's UBBS study. Yeah, so we talked about that then. My wife, Therese, even saw something in the picture that was like Mount Zion and the Tower of Christ standing in between the red sun and the people, which is us. Since my boy did it twice, I think it makes it more credible, and that's why I came up with an idea to call it Two Witnesses. This is similar to the dream confirmation that I told you about. Joseph said, when a dream is doubled, it means it's surely going to come to pass. So we already had many prophecies and little stories about believing his birth was a type of a coming man-child. Some of them we sent to UBM. And I remember one of them was his heartbeat before he was born. It was constantly evolving around 144. That's the number of the man-child ministry. I was so amazed with it. I even took a photo. And I have a more confidence in stories like this, especially when they come out of the mouth of babes, like the Bible says, you know, than reading 10 prophecy books of today's Christians. I agree 100%. Huge earthquakes crossed the United States, Sandy Shaw, May of 2011. And I put notes in here, and also Deb put notes in here. In a dream, I saw the New York City skyline from a distance, and it was shaking. All the skyscrapers and buildings were going back and forth. If you don't know Sandy, you don't know. She's extremely accurate. And then it was as if New York City zoomed in closer, and I saw all the buildings collapsing. Many people were dying all around me. I saw the ground really shaking, vibrating, and cracks were starting to form. I looked up and saw many piles of rubble from the fallen buildings, and then the ground started buckling and moving the piles of rubble. And at that time, I started seeing fire come up from out of the ground. I was observing this from very far up in the air and was able to see very far into the distance. And as I saw fire erupting from the ground, the Lord took me closer, and I was then positioned right over the fires, looking down into the fire. I could feel the heat on my face. And at first, I thought it was gas lines erupting that were causing the fire. As I got closer, I saw what looked like red hot mud or clay with flames, and it was oozing out of the buckling cracks of the rubble. Well, this is volcanic action. This is lava coming out. Okay. Chuck Thacker said that an earthquake fault was discovered directly under New York City. Uh-huh. There it is. In the 1920s by a subway construction crew. They reported a crevasse so deep that they could not hear anything that they dropped in ever hit the bottom. In some way, they poured concrete over it and continued. And this fault is under 14th Street, which runs from 1st Avenue to 11th Avenue in Manhattan. And this, here's Deb's note. This is speculated to be the hardened dome of a lava bubble. A really big lava bubble. The subway line was moved over enough to where they found footing to continue. And we used to ride the train there all the time. Sandy said these cracks, likened to a glass breaking, headed from the East Coast towards the center of the nation to the New Madrid Fault. There were small, large, and gigantic cracks heading towards the eastern side of the New Madrid fault line. These cracks are called spider legs, Deb said. Yes. I was taken near to the center of the nation where I could see both coasts of the country, and I was hovering over a large crack in the ground, and I was facing south with the Great Lakes behind me. And the crack went all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. The ground began shaking, and the new cracks began forming, going back towards the east coast, moving in all directions like a fan very quickly. The shaking was constant from this point on, but at different times it slowed down, becoming soft like tremors, and at other times it was shaking hard, violently. As the cracks were moving, they reached about half of the distance of the large crack, the New Madrid, and then my attention was drawn to the right of me, and I looked west of the New Madrid crack and saw cracks going in all directions towards the west coast. They were cracks of many different sizes, and they stopped at different places as they hit other cracks and then headed in different directions, and some went all the way to the San Andreas Fault in California. As these cracks hit the San Andreas, the ground was rising and falling to meet each other like hands coupling together as they join and then separate. California was shaking hard, and at the same time, so was the New Madrid area. The cracks began separating the areas where Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky meet and went all the way over to North Carolina. These cracks and many more are what isolate the boat-shaped piece of land in Tennessee Valley. And then I saw the crack around the boat fill with water, confirmed by other dreams. And this is where I turned around to look at the Great Lakes, or where they were supposed to be. And all the water began rushing down, filling up all the areas in the center of the nation that have been affected by all of the quakes. It emptied these areas that split the U.S., and water flooded in from the Gulf of Mexico as well. And when all the flooding was done, many portions of the U.S. were underwater. Well, Sandy said to us, she said, some of this water is temporary, and I believe that's true, but some of it will stay. So back to Sandy's new dream. We also had another dream almost exactly like Sandy's dream, giving almost exactly explanation. We have two witnesses. Then the Lord told me it started. There it is again. Some said, what started? I said, the earthquakes. So Jeff and Brandy looked right away on their phones and said, there is an earthquake on the East Coast. This was a prophecy of the coming great earthquake, but this was a sign of it. That was a 5.8, if I remember correctly, and it went down the same fault as the big one, Will, that is coming to start the chain reaction. It identified for us where that fault is. And David said, let's pray. So we all started praying for the ones that knew the Lord and the ones that didn't. And we prayed that the Lord would bring them out and that the Lord's protection would be on them. The warning quake and the prayers will save many, I believe. Then the Lord said, in a few days you will feel some, meaning more small quakes before the big quakes. So we started praying for ourselves and pleading the blood for our protection. And when the Lord said that to me, I knew that we would start to feel earthquakes here, but not the big one yet. So we did feel a 3 point something, 2, 1 or 2, something like that. So I said, we were praying in tongues in the same one accord that was at the beginning of the meeting, and then I woke up. I got two texts by faith at random. Romans 15 and 17, I have therefore my glorying in Christ Jesus in things pertaining to God. For I will not dare to speak of anything save those which Christ wrought through me for the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, and in the power of signs and wonders, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about, even unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. This is the full gospel. The full gospel comes with signs and wonders. Dead churches don't believe in that. That's because they're not churches. Church means called out ones. Okay? You're called to come out of dead religions and follow the Bible. It's the only truth we got. Romans 1, 17 and 19. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Who hinders the truth? Yep, we know the factious in the church and in the government are known for hindering the truth. They're liars. Because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God manifested it to them. A warning through the Apostle Paul that the Lord, through Planet X, shook the heavens and the earth and will do it one more time. That was from the Apostle Paul's day. He was saying, one more time, this is going to happen. That this is it. Hebrews 12, 26 through 27. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. Now that's a trick. Okay. So Planet X is known to shake the heavens and the whole earth. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, that those things which are not shaken may remain. You see, God is going to use this, you see. And he's telling us, yet from those days, yet once more, he's going to do this. And now we're there. God bless you, saints, and keep you, and be blessed to escape all these things. And to stand before the Son of Man in Jesus' name. Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.